I see a real canopy of glory. The angels this evening with us, joining with us. And in that context, then, I want to us to, for a few moments, just focus on blessing some strategic parts of our nation that have had some devastating tornadoes and bind the spirit of destruction. That some of these are unusual. We know in 14 days there have been 400 tornadoes, and so we bind powers of destruction and pray for those who have lost their homes. And not only have there been tornadoes, but this devastating flooding in certain regions. So we pray and remember them. They're our countrymen. That's part one. But Dr. Franklin Graham came up this week with something really unusual for him. I felt like we needed to really respect, I just honor Franklin Graham. I appreciate the way he has taken up the baton where his dad, and it's in this very city that we have the Billy Graham Center here, one of the most visited places in our arena here. But so he was sensing something, and I really just, we appreciate the courage of Dr. Graham and what that represents, and his boldness. He has not been afraid. Some things that are not politically correct, he just goes for it. And I'm proud of him for that. But this is a place of intercession, and we're grateful for the place God has given us here. For 25 years we have been praying and watching and fasting. We consistently fast and pray twice a year, either 40 days or 21 days. So I know that as we humble ourselves always on a regular basis, he listens and hears our cry. We're grateful. But Dr. Graham, I'll read his statement. He says, we want to join forces with thousands. Well, I wrote the first paragraph of it. We want to join forces with thousands of Christians across the nation, adding our voices of intercession to Dr. Franklin Graham's call for believers to pray for President Trump on June 2nd, 2019. Along with 250-plus Christian leaders, I'm asking followers of Christ across our nation to set aside next Sunday, that's so this coming Sunday, June 2nd, as a special day of prayer for President Donald J. Trump. President Trump's enemies continue to try everything to destroy him, his family, and the presidency. In the history of our country, no president has been attacked as he has. I believe the only hope for him and this nation is God. This is a critical time for America. We are on the edge of a precipice. Time is short. We need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president. We know that God hears and answers prayer. We can soften hearts and change minds. The Lord, he is all-powerful, and he rules over the affairs of the nations. The Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness, in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the Spirit, in the sight of God our Savior. 1 Timothy 2:2-3. On June 2nd, we asked that pastors would lead their congregations in praying for the president, that Sunday schools and other groups would join together and pray, and that individuals and families across the country would have a special focus on praying for the president that day. Franklin Graham's Facebook post, May 26th, 2019. So I wanted tonight, we'll pray for our countrymen who have been flooded, and tornadoes have devastated them. I personally, in 1970, was in the middle of what they still consider the biggest tornado to hit the Southwest in history in West Texas, while I was going to graduate school at Texas Tech. And I remember the Lord was so involved. He was about to call me to the ministry. I didn't know it, but I was going along. And I remember that night, 9 o'clock, the weather was changing. And at 9:30, almost exactly 9:30, the lights went out and the tornado hit that area, especially that area where I was living in Lubbock, Texas. And in the voice, in the darkness, I heard a voice say, "Get up." And three times, and I ignored it because I thought I was major, but it was loud all around me. And then this angel, I knew it was an angel, then he lifted my body so I could literally, he carried my body and put it right behind this big giant couch that someone had given me. And when the force of the tornado hit, all the glass hit the other side. But I still have a scar to this day. But I'm asking the Lord's mercy to be over us. And we will pray for those. Thank the Lord for the survivors. And thankfully, there have not been that many lives lost. We are grateful for the God's protection. But I was, if you are aware of demonic powers, you can see some of the horrible things being said by a lot of, you know, dark voices that are speaking harm for our president. And we need to really release a fresh army of angels to protect him. Even I think it was yesterday or today that Meghan McCain, you may look up her statement of just really, in a sense, it was calling for assassination. And literally, and the statement was so repugnant, I won't even mention that. But it is stirring up demonic powers. And literally, it's like witches and witchcraft being practiced over our nation. And believe me, they are actively involved. And Bonnie and some of the others in our congregation went to pray in our Senate building where the Judge Kavanaugh hearings were taking place. They literally saw witches, with their witches garbs doing incantations. So there is reality of witches and they're cursing. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And let God's army, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let the Lord release his army of angels protecting. I'm going to just read this as our statement for President Trump, and then we'll, I think he was calling, Michael, you were calling about March. We might just march around and thank the Lord for the angels protecting our president. That I think they're hearing, and Dr. Graham was hearing something from the Holy Spirit, so I don't think he has done this before, but calling churches and pastors specifically to focus in prayer. But we'll do it Sunday, but we're also going to do it tonight, is praising the Lord for godly protection, for supernatural protection for President Trump, for Mrs. Trump, Melania Trump, the First Lady, for his children, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. That God will put a shield, supernatural, around the president. I don't care what your politics are. We prayed protection for President Obama when he was here, but we are going to pray aggressively that the Lord will protect President Trump and give him good success. That this was one of the primary spiritual leaders of our nation, giving us some direction, and I believe we must pay heed for it. So Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are confessing that President Trump dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And we say of the Lord that the Lord is our president's refuge and fortress. Our God, in him will we trust to protect our president, his family. The whole Trump family have supernatural assistance and covering. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Lord, confuse any enemy who has any evil spirit driving him, any evil plans for harm to our president. Lord, frustrate them and confuse them. It says, he shall cover you with his feathers. Lord, cover our president with your wonderful feathers. And under his wings, our president is taking refuge. His truth is our shield and buckler. Our president, President Trump, will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall our President Trump, nor shall any plague come near him or his family members. For he is giving, the Lord himself is giving his angels charge over the president, over all of his family, to keep the president in all his ways. The Lord is bearing him up, lest he dash his foot against a stone. We shall tread upon any kind of demonic lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I'll set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and the Lord is answering. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over the White House, over every member of the Trump family. We thank you that we are confessing Psalm 91 and pleading the blood over the president, over the first lady, over all his children. With long life, you are satisfying Donald Trump and showing him your salvation. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, there is a canopy of protection over our president. In Jesus' name, let his enemies be frustrated. Let his enemies be confused. Lord, show yourself mighty on behalf of our nation. This country, this nation, its economy is on a wonderful trajectory of growth and increase. Lord, keep on increasing so we can say to the nations, America is a model of freedom and blessing and prosperity. Thank you, Lord, that this is a season of promotion and favor. And we speak that over our president and over all the population of the United States. We say, God bless America. God bless America. God bless America in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.